Now, Professor Hawking, in the very last paragraph of your book, you say that if we discover a complete theory of the universe, then it should in time be understandable in broad principle to everyone and not just to a few scientists. And when that happens, all of us will be able to start discussing the why rather than the how. And I quote, "If we find the answer to that, it would be the ultimate triumph of human reason, for then we would know the mind of God." Do you think that God can intervene in the universe as he wants, or is God too bound by the laws of science?
The question of whether God is bound by the laws of science is a bit like a question. Can God make a stone that is so heavy that he cannot lift it? I don't think it is very useful to speculate on what God might or might not be able to do. Rather, we should examine what he actually does with the universe we live in. All our observations suggest that it operates according to well-defined laws. These laws may have been ordained by God, but it seems that he does not intervene in the universe to break the laws, at least, not once he has set the universe going.
Don't believe. carrying baggages all around, searching for freedom by knocking their own door. I wanna help you, but you keep saying mind yours. Oh, talk to myself. Oh, Shambhala.
have to tell. It's burning hot all year round. Screams and yells,
we'll be right back. had a groove, and from this groove came the grooves of all grooves. And while one day viciously throwing down on his box, Jack Nolan declared, "Let there be house."
House
and house music was born. I am, you see, I am the creator, and this is my house. And in my house there is only house music. But I am not so selfish, because once you enter my house, it then becomes our house and our house music. And you see, no one man owns house, because house music is a universal language spoken, understood by all. You see, house is a feeling that no one
house
can stand
in
house unless it feels into the house. House is an uncontrollable desire to jack your body. And as I told you before, this is our house and our house music. And every house you understand
in house. know, Father, I've been with a lot of girls, but this is something different. I mean, she is tough, and I respect that. You know, I want to settle down, I want to have kids, I never felt that way.
Love is the language through which our love speaks.
Her father's my boss. He asked me to take care of something, she didn't want me to do it. You see what I mean? So I didn't take care of it because she didn't want me to, and now that puts me in touch with my boss.
I'm not sure I follow. Have you been to see me before?
No, Father, no. This is my first confession in a long time. It's about this. Do I listen to my boss or do I listen to my heart? Without saying, but makes it hard.
Thank you. Things to remember, the ghosts from my past, nowhere to find.